I think you should all pay attention because Carol Valentine has provided some very good information to the intelligence service. Deputy Director Frank Wisner referred to the Central Intelligence Agency's worldwide propaganda machine as the mighty Wurlitzer. And indeed, the agency's skill at murdering people is matched only by its ability to murder the truth. The CIA has published literally hundreds of books that spread its party line on the Cold War. It was particularly proud of the Penikovsky Papers, supposedly the memoirs of a KGB defector, but actually completely ghost-written by CIA scribes, along with the gemstone files and a whole bunch of other things. And that's my insertion. A bit more embarrassing was Claire Sterling's The Octopus, which advanced the now discredited theory that the Russians were behind the 1982 attempt on the life of Pope John Paul II. Even the popular Fodor's Travel Guides started as a Central Intelligence Agency front. The CIA also owns dozens of newspapers and magazines the world over. These not only provide cover for their agents, but allow them to plant misinformation that regularly makes it back to the United States through the wire services. The CIA has even placed agents on guard at the wire services to prevent inconvenient facts from being disseminated. In 1977, famed Watergate journalist Carl Bernstein revealed that over 400 United States journalists had been employed by the Central Intelligence Agency. Over 400 United States journalists had been employed by the Central Intelligence Agency. And he should know. And I can tell you that his partner, Bob Woodward, has been an agent of the Office of Naval Investigation, or Naval Intelligence. It's Naval Investigative Service is the sister arm, ever since he joined Naval Intelligence as a young officer. These 400 ranged from freelancers who were paid for regular debriefings to actual Central Intelligence Agency officers who worked under deep cover, and still do. Nearly every major United States news organization has had spooks on the payroll, usually with the cooperation of top management. And I can tell you absolutely with the cooperation of top management. Some of the top management are CIA operatives. One notable that comes to mind was Mr. Paley. The three most valuable media assets the CIA could count on were William Paley's CBS, Arthur Sulzberger's New York Times, and Henry Luce's Time Life Empire. All three bent over backwards promoting the picture of Oswald as a lone nut in the Kennedy assassination. Among prominent journalists who've worked knowingly with the CIA are National Review founder William F. Buckley, PBS interviewer Bill Moyers, the late columnist Stuart Alsop, former Washington Post editor Ben Bradley, and Ms. Magazine founder Gloria Steinem. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Gloria Steinem. Bernstein's landmark article on the CIA and the media told of the agency's frantic efforts to limit congressional inquiry into the matter, with claims that some of the biggest names in journalism could get smeared. And well, they should. And while the CIA director at the time, George Bush, made a not-too-convincing show of discontinuing the agency's manipulation of the media, it's clear that the CIA regards to space between your ears as one of its most important battlefields. And most of you fall for it all the time. Disinformation Detour is one. The owner and publisher came from the Forbes empire, and so did Lawrence Myers, its principal investigator and writer. Do you really believe that the Forbes empire gives a damn about the rights of the American people? When are you people going to wake up? If the Central Intelligence Agency, ladies and gentlemen, has so many representatives in the media, how many do you think it has feeding stories and commentaries into internet postings, Patriot Facts networks? How many undercover agents, CIA and otherwise, regularly post to some of the news groups frequented by many of you? How many of the pieces of bullshit, disinformation crap that flows through your hands every day were created by these people? I suggest you do some serious thinking about it. The new disinformation detour is being touted as having an exclusive interview with Tim McVeigh, conducted by Larry Myers. They're saying that Disinformation Detour was the only ones allowed to interview Tim McVeigh, and that's not true. Tim McVeigh has been interviewed and has talked to many a media person. And I'm going to tell you right now, we have talked to his attorney, and his attorney has assured us that all discussion, even remotely connected to the Oklahoma City bombing, is forbidden. So if they come out and say that he said anything about the Oklahoma City bombing, you'll know that it's not true. And there will be other media people talk to Tim McVeigh. In fact, if you're reputable and you talk to Mr. Jones, his attorney, and you agree to the conditions to talk with him, and you are a legitimate media person, you could probably get an interview, just like Disinformation Detour. You see, that's just a ploy to sell magazines, ladies and gentlemen. You're going to have to learn to be discerning. Discerning. I'm not telling you not to subscribe to it or not to read it. I've told you from the beginning, read everything, listen to everyone, but believe nothing unless you can prove it. The reason I'm telling you these things is because most of you are so stupid, and that is the only word for it, and you can get as mad as you want. It's the truth. You pick something up, it looks flashy and slick, and you read it, and you just parrot it. It comes out of your mouth, and you post it on the internet, and you sit it around the Patriot Facts networks, and you hand copies out to your neighbor. And when you do that, you are helping to destroy this nation, whether you know it or not. It's true. You didn't do any checking. You didn't do any investigation, and most times all it takes is one telephone call. You don't even put it to the common sense test. Are you kidding me? A tractor trailer truck of five computer hackers driving around the country, hacking in to the most secure computer financial databases in the world? And nobody even says a peep. Where are they plugging into while they're driving around in this tractor trailer truck, you blithering idiots? Huh? Bet not a one of you ever asked that question, did you? You really believe that senators and congressmen are quitting because these five computer hackers transferred all the millions of dollars out of their numbered Swiss bank accounts into CIA holding accounts? You really believe that? They're quitting because they're getting old, because they're tired of fighting the battles, because they'd like to spend some time relaxing with their friends in retirement and enjoying the fruits of their criminal careers.
Hi, Chihuahua.
It is amazing. Absolutely amazing. It is beyond amazing. It is weird. Weird. And down in Texas, we have a bunch of people that got together and decided they're going to make the Republic of Texas. And when the Texas Supreme Court refused to hear their case, they set up their own Admiralty Tribunal and judged in their own favor, and then skipped the U.S. Supreme Court, took it to the International Court of Justice at The Hague, who took a look at it, laughed, handed it back to them, said, "We're not going to hear this. Get out of here." And then they took that and sent it all over the place and telling people on all the radio shows all across the country that they won their case because they were right. You know, I go through this with you people several times a year. I could click them off, just name them right off down the line, all the scams that you fall into, and you don't learn anything from all of the ones that have passed. You fall right into the next one, just like you got blinders on, and you're walking through a field full of holes. And you really think you know what you're doing, and you think, you really think you're going to make this a better country? You can't even keep your life straight. Then they appeal to the United Nations for their jurisdiction to order the United States to let them be a, quote, sovereign, end quote, Republic of Texas. What a bunch of blathering, blubbering bullshit. And until this broadcast started really investigating and really digging and really bringing the truth to you, you were all following right into it. So fast and so eager, you were tripping over the heels of the fool in front of you. And they took it to Governor Bush, and you know what he told them? He said, get out of here, kids. Go play somewhere else. You're not going to take this state away from us. How many people you got? 200-300 people? Against how many millions? I like being governor, and I like being part of the United States of America. And besides that, my father's George Bush, and we're making a world government. You think you're going to get in our way? Squash! And in the meantime, what are you doing? Diverting everybody's attention away from what they should be doing. From the truth. And from being involved in something that can really, ultimately, preserve and protect our liberties and our freedoms. And just the other day, faxes were pumping out reams of information on Bobo Grits having been arrested in Cleveland, and not a one of you bothered to call Cleveland to find out. Just passed it right on. And what was the next one? Just the day after? Oh, there's a town in Montana. It's been invaded by the United States Marines. They've shut off the water. They've shut off the electricity. And they're going after the Freeman. And they're arresting tax protesters and confiscating weapons. You know, folks, there's days when I don't want to be connected with you, don't want to know you, don't want to even be in the same world with you, because you are so absolutely ignorant and stupid. And unless you straighten up your act, unless you become real people and stop being these woolly little fuzzy things floating around on little puffs of dreams and wishes, you're not going to save anything. You're going to be slaves, because that's slave behavior. You're being manipulated and led around and lied to and scammed, and you don't even seem to care. It's almost as if that's what you need to be able to live. And if you can't have it, you just fall to pieces. Until the hour of the time came along, and when I came along, I was the only one. The only one. Anywhere who told you the truth. Now, there's a lot of others out there now telling you the truth, but they mix it with some bullshit still. This is the only broadcast that tells you the truth. Always. Documented. Sourced. Right on the money. And everybody who's checked it out has verified it. We're the only ones that have kept you straight, and I'm not talking me. I'm talking thousands of men and women across this country who belong to the intelligence service and the Second Continental Army of the Republic, who work daily doing the things that you should be doing but are not. And they feed into the intelligence service reams and reams of information every single day, which is constantly being collated and analyzed and put into two different puzzles. One is the deception and one is the truth. You people think you know the truth because your neighbor gave you something that came off the Patriot Facts Network. And I'm telling you right now, you don't know dip about almost anything. And I don't care who you are. That's generally the truth. Now, there is a movement in the world that's being brought about through lies and deception. And they have fooled a lot of people with these lies and deception, and they have gained a great consensus of opinion in their favor. And they're able to hold that opinion and gain that political clout, because when people look at the alternative and listen to you, they see a bunch of fools out there chasing their tails, and they don't want to be a part of that. They want to be a part of the dream of a one world, peaceful, no more wars, no more muggings, no more poor people, no more hungry people, no more sick people. They don't bother to take a look at what form is it going to take? How is this going to happen? How are you going to suppress the natural faults in human nature? How are you going to maintain the freedom of the people if you take away their arms? Couldn't you do anything to them then? They don't ask these questions. But they look around at most of you, and they're turned off by what you say and what you do. Do you think these 200 people in Texas are helping patriots? They're making a laughing stock out of patriots. And the media down there is blaming their movement on the militia, which has absolutely nothing to do with the Republic of Texas. We work hard, and we make headway. And every time we do, you knock us back five notches behind where we started. And this common law jury movement, let me set you straight. We have been in a declared state of national emergency and martial law since the Civil War. The Constitution is not in effect, and neither is the common law. It's not just the war powers in 1933. It started long before that. And the Civil War military districts were set up. When you see the flag in the courtroom with the yellow fringe on it, it stands, ladies and gentlemen, for an admiralty court under martial law. You're in a military jurisdiction, and they're laughing at you all the time. And they let you play your games, and they'll let you continue to play your games until it's too late. Because while you're going about your delusion in your common law courts and in your Texas independence movements and your ragtag Boy Scout clubs that some of you call militias, and take guidance from organizations like the Militia of Montana, which is about, depending upon who's around, maybe 5 to 7 guys who have a room full of stuff that they sell you. That's the extent of the Montana militia. There are 2 visible militias that you can look at right now that if they keep their act together and continue to get better, will be a legitimate force. And that is the Tri-States Militia and the Militia of Michigan. There are no others publicly visible that are legitimate, that are doing it right, and that will be effective in any manner whatsoever. They are jokes. Jokes. Comedians, do you understand me? Now, I'm going to say this again. Don't miss one broadcast of the Hour of the Time, because you don't have much time left. And you had better start listening and preparing. And you'd better start getting smart and directing your energies in the proper direction. And when somebody gives you something, say, what is the source and where is the documentation? If they can't provide it, tell them to get it the hell out of your face and don't bring it back. Now I know that you understand that. And I'm going to tell you something else. You can get as mad as me as you want to. You can go out and howl at the moon. You can come and throw rocks at my house. I don't care. Nobody else has the guts to tell you the truth that you need to hear. And so I will do it. Good night, and God bless you all, and God save the Republic.